recording.
You sure?
I'm positive. The recording count is incrementing. Although I'm not sure.
Is there a little red light that you put a piece of tape over so the girls don't know?
No. But let me start the broadcast.
Okay.
And now we're live.
Is there a little red light that says it's live?
Actually, there is. It's not a light, but there's a red on-air thing on the...
Nice.
On the streamcaster.
So is this the point in the show when I say hello to the internet?
Yes.
Hello, internet!
You always peg the VU meter when you do that.
I've been waiting to say that. What's a VU?
It's that, you know, you've seen them on the little soundboards, the little meter things that flicker when you say stuff.
Yeah, but what's a VU?
I don't know.
Are you trying to say I can't pass the Voight comp test?
Yes.
I see a turtle on its back. But I don't flip it over. You know why? Because most turtles can flip themselves over, goddammit.
Well, some can.
If it was a tortoise, on the other hand, tortoises often cannot flip themselves in the back, and many people can't tell the difference. Such as Brita, who owns a goddamn tortoise.
Aww. Myra's a turtle.
She is not a turtle. She's not even remotely a turtle.
Looks like a turtle to me.
Excuse me? Have you seen a turtle?
Yeah, reptile that lives in a shell.
Well, but not all reptiles that live in shells are turtles.
Yeah, I could never tell the difference between a tortoise and a turtle and a whatever.
Just look at their feet. Turtles have flippers or swimmy type feet, web feet, because they swim. Tortoises drown if you put them in water.
Are you sure about that?
I am 100%. I'm a fucking biologist.
Okay. Yeah. J.B. Miller says, "What? How come they call him a box turtle if it's not a turtle?"
Well, that's because a lot of people confuse the turtles. And to be fair, there should be another word for sea turtles because...
Besides sea turtle?
Yeah, because they're a different thing too. Because... So tortoises are 100% are 100% terrestrial. They cannot swim. They do not survive when you throw them in water.
Hmm.
Turtles, also known as terrapins, are amphibious assault vehicles.
Oh, those are the ones that the little flat ones that live the sliders that live in the creek.
Yes, sliders are terrapins.
Okay.
Versus, you know, there's also soft-shell turtles, which are terrapins as well, which have a soft shell, and evidently will bite the shit out of you.
Snapping turtle?
Oh, well, they're turtles, too. Yeah. But that's another... I don't even know what the hell they're called, because I'm not a herpetologist, though it was definitely a possibility.
So would a herpetologist study something like a space herpy?
Pirates. Oh God, that was a terrible joke. But they did indeed catch space herpes, and there was a sex scene in that movie that was obviously choreographed by a virgin. I'm just sitting there watching that going, man, this person's never had sex before, have they?
Yeah, that whole movie was made by a seriously fucked up individual.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
So anyway,
I just got a link. I suspect that it's it's a snapping turtle taking down the pigeon.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That is awesome, especially like the fact that, you know, you see them dragging it down because they grab them and then they drowned it.
I've seen them take down a duck.
Oh yeah.
Well, a little duck, a duckling, I guess.
Oh yeah, they'll do ducklings.
They're like nuggets to them.
Yeah. The worst is when you see the pike just going down the line, wham, wham, wham.
Let's play some music. Oh, looky there. It's Thursday, March 13th, 2014, episode 95.
Oh, it's another Thursday the 13th.
Yeah.
Beware of gray cats. Do not walk beside a ladder.
Yeah. Start stepping on cracks.
Yeah. We'll be stepping near cracks. I don't know.
Brita's running a little late, but she will be here.
But as I was saying, and sea turtles are an entirely marine species. They do not handle themselves well on land.
Well, I've seen that.
Yeah.
They a lot of them down here in Texas.
Yeah. Do you eat them?
No.
It's because you're not allowed to. They're a protected species.
Yes, they are.
But evidently they are delicious, hence the reason why they're a protected species. Well,
that's
yeah. Actually, I was at a sea turtle farm in Grand Cayman Island, and they raise a whole bunch of them. They release a ton of them, and because they release so many of them, they get to eat the rest.
Isn't Grand Cayman? Aren't they their own country?
Yeah.
So they can pretty much do whatever they want anyway.
Yeah, it's probably international aid sort of business, kind of like DDT and all that shit.
Oh, crap.
There's no law against DDT, but if you want money from uppity countries like America and the Europe.
Boy, talk about a racist plot, man.
Yep.
We're going to withhold this wonder chemical that can save millions and millions of your people's lives, but we're not gonna let you use it.
Yep. Brought to you by the makers of abortion.
Yep.
All right. So while we're waiting for Brita, let us go on a topic that Brita would be disgusted by. But let's talk about Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, good God. Yeah. She. Wow. You know.
I mean, is she actually retarded?
Yes. Well,
I mean,
how can you ask? I mean,
it's just anytime I'm listening to the radio and I hear a news bumper where they talk about Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, I always drop everything that I'm doing because I know it's worth it.
Yeah, she is. She is obviously from the Houston district, but it's the urban Houston district.
Racist. That's a dog whistle term.
Well, it's also true.
It is true.
And it's weird. You know, people complain about gerrymandered districts, but there's two ways to gerrymander a district. One is to give your party guaranteed seats. The other is to give the other party guaranteed seats. And you might ask, well, why would you want to give the other party guaranteed seats? Well, say you're in a huge urban area like Houston with a lot of people in it. If you just evenly divided up the city into districts, there might be enough of the wrong people, you know, the other party people, in enough districts that they could have, you know, five or six different representatives from that district. I mean, from those districts. So instead, you gerrymander the hell out of it, clump all those voters into one district. Sure, they'll always, you know, they'll elect a Democrat, by 98%.
And not any Democrat, but one of the dumbest Democrats on the planet.
Exactly. Which,
and that includes Joe Biden.
Which, you know, given the option of one incredibly stupid representative or six, you know, that might not be entirely stupid, it makes a certain amount of sense.
Other district.
Yeah, she is a retard. And you know, one of our listeners, Amanda, lives in her district. And Amanda may be the only non-Democrat that lives in that district. I'm not entirely sure. But
I'm sure there's plenty of them. Speaking as a, I mean, I ain't no Republican, but I'm certainly no Democrat that lives in Massachusetts.
Yep.
Granted, there's a lot of Republicans and not Democrats in my district, but yeah, in the state, no, not so many of them.
Hey, it happens.
Yep, but yeah. In case anybody knows, she said that the The U.S. Constitution is 400 years old.
And I believe she said it while she was disparaging it, as in, you know, why should we let a 400-year-old thing by a white guy, written by white guys, rule our, you know.
Why? Because it was written by people smarter than you, Sheila.
That's right.
Oh, considerably smarter.
And Sheila Jackson's constituent just joined the chat. Maybe Amanda will call in. Will call in and tell us about her Republican meeting and the five people that were in it in her district.
Oh, I feel your pain, Amanda.
214-530-0036. I think that's the number, isn't that it?
I think that's the number.
214-530-0036. Call in.
So should we start off on daylight savings?
Yeah, let's start off on daylight savings. And the reason it's good is because while we're still waiting on Brita to get home from work, Brita is completely unaffected by daylight savings time changes.
Do they not do it in Ohio?
No, they do it. It just doesn't make any difference to her because cats don't give a shit. The cats wake her up when they're ready and they pay absolutely no attention to daylight savings time.
Well, that is true. And you know, yeah, we definitely had a very, very screwed up morning that morning when the baby woke up, and the next day was pretty messy too.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Cause babies don't give a shit either. Actually, they give lots of shit, but they don't care about.
Yeah. But I mean, I gotta say, I was like, especially here in New England, where you know it gets dark at fucking 3 o'clock,
right?
You know, in the doldrums of the winter, and you know, all of a sudden it starts being like one of those like, I mean, we put the baby down, you know, to sleep at about 6 o'clock, and you know, for most of her life it was pitch black. You know, it is solidly nighttime during her unbelievably early bedtime, and. All that, which is, you know, useful in that instance, but depressing when you're, you know, going, all right, now the baby's asleep. Now I can get on with my life in the pitch black and all that. And then it started getting light again. And it was like, oh, this is nice. You know, it's light here. And then all of a sudden the clock switched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now it's like, what am I thinking about? Yeah, but no, it was starting to get light in the morning and all that. And it's just, ugh. It was better. It was better way it was.
Well, you also have, because you're so far north, you have the problem of too much daylight. I remember. Hang on. Okay. I was just checking the phones to make sure they were working because nobody's calling in. No, I remember I was in Massachusetts. Bill Ricka to talk to a vendor, and we're in a hotel room, and you know, it was dark. It was dark when I went to sleep, and I didn't really pay much attention to the curtains. And so in the morning I woke up by the sun just beaming in the window, bright sun, you know, I was like, oh, okay, it's morning, and I felt really tired, and I was like, crap, why did I not, what, you know, and I roll over, and I look at the clock, and it's like 4 a.m.
Probably more like 5, but yeah.
Well, it was 4 something, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, and then I pulled the blackout curtains and went back to sleep, but, you know, it's like daylight saving time, you guys don't need it.
No,
because in the summer you get all the light you could possibly want.
Yep. And in the wintertime, there's nothing you can do.
It wouldn't make a difference. Right. Yep.
All it's doing is just shifting when the light is happening.
Right. It is stupid. And, you know, even down here in Texas, we're so close to the, you know, what is it? The Tropic of. I can never remember which one's the northern.
In Texas, they pronounce it the equator.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the Tropic of.
It's Cancer.
Cancer. Okay, we're so close to the Tropic of Cancer that in the summer the sun's almost vertical anyway, and we get that, you know, that long.
What do you call that that zero latitude line?
Which one?
Zero. Latitude. The one in the middle.
Oh, the equator?
The equator.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, laugh. Ha ha. The equator.
You guys talk funny.
What? I hear some feedback somewhere.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Did you have one of those cheesy ad banners open up?
No. That was weird. No, it wasn't me. Do you hear? I hear somebody talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. It's the NSA.
I think it's on your side.
No, it's not.
No? Is it coming through my feed?
I think it may be coming. I don't know where the hell it's coming from.
I got a bunch
now
of
windows. Now I'm creeping out.
No, it was an ad of some sort. I don't know what the hell it was.
Oh, there's something playing on yours.
They're trying to sell dick pills.
Oh, okay.
It's all about dick pills.
it really is.
Why would it be coming through mine? My speakers are off.
Well, because it's playing through your sound system.
Well there. But yeah, no, I actually heard for other podcasts, if you haven't listened to this one, Alan, you'll probably enjoy it. It's Penn Sunday School with Penn Jillette.
I have heard that one a couple of times.
He went on a huge rant. Right, I was actually listening to it just as you sent the email saying you wanted to bitch about daylight savings. And talked about, he says he's met flat earth people, he's met people that believe in God and believe in young earth, and, you know, people who are, who are Democrats and people who are Republicans. He's met people that believe everything. People that believe we've never walked on the moon, but he's never met anybody who likes daylight savings.
Yeah, I don't know anyone either. And the daylight savings time, it even brings up another something that I have a huge problem with, even more than daylight savings time, is this whole time zone crap.
All right, here's. I'll let you rant, but I've got a retort to that.
Okay. Well, y'all may or may not know the evolution of time zones, but it used to be time zones didn't exist. And everybody, basically what you did was you set your clock to noon by the noon sun sighting, right?
So, okay, now there goes my argument.
So what you would, what you would do is you wherever you were, it didn't matter where you were, you just set your clock or the town, whoever ran the town clock or whatever it was, you just set it to local noon at noon. Yep. And that was the time. And and it really didn't matter before the trains, because when you wanted to go, if you went far enough that the time difference would make a difference, it took you so long to get there, either on foot or horseback or whatever, that you went so slow that it didn't make a difference.
Yep.
Time started to matter when they started doing railroads, and trains moved so fast that they could get into another time so quick that time, it started to cause accidents and stuff, because they'd say, well, the train's arriving at 4 o'clock. Well, what time is that? Who the hell knows? Because it'd be, one time in one city and, 20 miles away, it'd be another time. And so when they'd say, oh, yeah, the 8:15's coming through, switch the track, and they'd be like, when? And that's when they did the time zones. And so they kind of did the time zones, based loosely on the, 360 degrees of the Earth divided by 24 hours, and, you get, an approximation, and it's not exact, and all countries are all screwed. In fact, China is all one time zone by fiat. They just made it that way.
Jesus, that's a mess.
Well, it kind of makes a certain amount of sense. Everybody be on the same time, and that's the point I was going to make. This time zone thing, in a increasingly globalized world, I cannot tell you how much trouble I have dealing with time zones, trying to set up meetings and get stuff scheduled and things like that. All my networks run on UTC. All the routers, switches, radios, everything runs on UTC. Because
that's Greenwich Mean Time.
It's the Prime Meridian. It's GMT. It's all, you know, universal time coordinated. It's, you know, whatever the French. Somehow the French hijacked that. I'm not sure why, but it's basically, you know, GMT. It's the Prime Meridian.
Named after Greenwich, France.
Greenwich, England.
Greenwich, France.
Yeah, I agree with Bradley. Just call it Zulu. But, you know, the thing is it's so much easier just to use one time. And it doesn't matter what time your local sunrise and sunset is. You already adjust that anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, if whatever the time is, pick it and stick to it. We can be the same time for the entire planet, and it doesn't matter.
The same time, but you still have the issue of local noon. But
you still have that problem, because even within a time zone, the local noon is off. Have you seen that?
Well, like
map?
I said, I went to Costa Rica, and Costa Rica is in the exact same time zone as the rest of you know, Central America. So it's, you know, the noon in Costa Rica is the same time as noon in Mexico City.
Right.
And Mexico City is way the fuck west.
Right.
Of any location in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
So. And I mean, we were right by the people we were traveling with were from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I looked on the map and I went, geez, we are just about the same longitude as Charlotte. But yet we were 2 hours earlier.
Right.
Freaky eeky.
And let me ask you this. When you go to work, what time do you show up at work?
Yeah, I don't try not to.
Well, but like I said, when you go to work, what time do you show up at work?
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Well, I was just going to say a lot of the East Coast, it does the 9 to 5 thing.
Yeah, I'm a biologist.
Yeah, well. But, you know, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, right?
Yes.
You hear it all the time. They wrote a song about it, 9 to 5.
I like 8 to 4.
We, in the central time, we do 8 to 5. And, you know, think of the people in mountain and California time. They're all screwed up. So anyway, I mean, yeah, we have people in California that are listening to the Squirrel Report at 6 o'clock.
Nice. Maybe we're telemarketers.
Maybe we should do a tape delay.
I don't think we want to do that.
You know, like the networks do.
I don't think we want to do that.
For California?
That sounds distinctly like work.
Screw California.
That's right. No, don't screw them. But if they're listening to Squirrel Report, that's the exact people in California we need to foster.
This is true.
Coddle. Overthrow your government, Squirrel Report listeners in California. Oh, and while we continue to stall, I've got to speak about the other Squirrel Report.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to send my condolences to Clark, because evidently Andy the cat got the pregnant doe in the squirrel sanctuary.
What's her name?
I don't think this one had a name.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the one that he named?
No, not the one that he named and watched a Super Bowl party with him.
Okay.
Ate Gilbert nuts and ran around the house.
Yes, that one. I can't remember its name. Damn it.
Yeah, I can't remember it either. It's been a little while since that Squirrel Report. Of the other Squirrel
the
Report.
The other Squirrel Report. That's right.
It's doing it again! This is literally Ghost in the Machine. Chad, are you hearing this shit?
It's your, they can't hear it. It's because it's playing on your sound card and it's coming across. Even though your speaker's on, it's still coming across. Yeah, I can hear it. They can hear it.
I can't find it.
Is it a pop under?
Oh, it's a friggin' ad and it's Skype.
Oh, Skype's playing an ad?
I don't know.
Damn Skype. We need to find something else. I'm getting sick of Skype. The problem is where do you find a high bandwidth audio thing? Most of them aren't as high a quality.
I suggest looking at porn networks.
I don't know.
I got some buggy software a little while ago, and my computer hasn't been the same since.
Now we know what you've been doing at home all day.
Oh, there's no way to mute it either.
Oh, wow. Is it playing there on Skype?
Yeah, it's Skype.
Wow. That's seriously messed up.
I'll see if I can worm it out later, but I'm not going to do that right now.
Wow.
I'm just going to continue drinking.
That's good. So anyway, yeah, the time zone really bugs me. Daylight saving time is stupid. In fact, there was a link I put on the show announcement where the studies show that it's actually really bad because it causes workplace injuries go up.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually bad, like hurting people bad. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. No,
there was a year, it was back in the 70s. Maybe it was in late 60, 69, 70. I can't remember what it was. But they actually didn't go off daylight saving time for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
They just stayed on daylight saving time. And which meant in the winter, it was like dark till like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, whatever. It's fucking winter.
Yeah. But I believe that's Brita.
Brita's here.
Thank goodness. Saved by the Brita.
But yeah, it's all daylight savings is all tomfoolery.
Yes, it is.
You guys have been talking about daylight savings time for half an hour.
No, we have not.
We spent a good deal of time talking about the different variations of turtles.
That's right.
Really?
Yes. And Sheila Jackson Lee.
Okay.
Who might be a turtle?
She might be a turtle.
She is not. That's offensive.
Don't malign turtles.
That is true.
That's right.
I like turtles. I don't much care for
turtles. Turtles are far nobler than...
Yeah. The turtle report, Myra is now waking up every single day.
Awesome. And eating and drinking.
So spring is definitely coming, although looking out the window,
yeah,
you wouldn't know it.
And you
did you get snow today, too?
Not today, but we got hammered yesterday. It was really ugly yesterday. They actually closed the library the library lost power yesterday. And they closed the library, and the roads were just awful. And I really hope it's the last snowstorm of the year. It'd be nice.
Shoveling in April.
Oh, no.
That's my prediction, and unfortunately, I'm going to be right.
Ugh.
I don't want to be, but this is one of those shoveling in April sort of winters.
I was going to say, if you want to see Myra, you can go to MyraCam.com.
Yeah, not now, because she's asleep, but...
You can see a picture of her.
Yeah, in the morning, she usually wakes up in the morning. She's kind of like an early bird. She gets up. She has a drink.
She's kind of buried right now.
Yeah, she is. She's sleeping.
Buried in the dirt.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to spring here.
Oh, God, yeah. No, yeah, no, we get snow today.
I just have like a constant nosebleed.
Yeah. Well, you got to do the nose bath.
Ugh. Whatever.
Yeah, Amanda, we were making fun of your voting precinct, and we were expecting you to call in still and talk about the massive Republican turnout at your meeting.
All right, let's get to the topic at hand.
Okay.
So now it's game on.
The topic at hand. Well, and this is weird because this is one of those things that first of all, Sheryl Sandberg, who is the COO of Facebook, is honestly, I think she's like an affirmative action hire.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because she is a complete and total non-entity. She is a political animal. She has no nothing. She brings nothing to the company. Huh. I think she was hired because she's a woman.
Oh. So she doesn't have any, like, you know.
Her book, her lean-in book, is just complete puffery. It has, it is just a it's a waste of ink on paper.
What was her lean-in campaign was to get women more involved in.
See, that's why I think it was. I think it was a political affirmative action hire. It was because Facebook was a boys' club, and they needed a women C-level employee who was political, and she fit the bill.
Okay.
So anyway, she has launched a campaign to ban the word bossy.
Right.
Because
so it's not like she's looking to technically ban the word, but it's supposed to, you know, rank that word up there with other impolite words that you're not supposed to use, like retard. You know, you're not supposed to say, "Oh, that's so retarded,"
or gay.
That's so gay.
Yeah.
So you know, it's supposed to be in that sort of group of words that it's really not nice to say these words, and you know, in polite company or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because I believe you have a bossy story.
Me?
Yes.
Well, a long time ago, I was going through all my old school papers and old grade school report cards and things like that. And I could swear, looking back on it, I could swear my mother probably would know better than I did. But one of my teachers wrote on my, I don't know, my evaluation, you know, how they write something about each student. I think she said I was bossy. I think, and if not bossy, definitely stubborn.
Or both.
Or probably.
I don't see either of those being fitting descriptions of you, Rita.
I, you know what I have to say, though? I have to give myself credit. I have mellowed out a lot with age.
Can
I mean,
you imagine
I know.
Second grade Brita must have been.
I was awful as a kid.
Come on, Alan. Irish.
Well, I don't think it's so much Irish as it is just Brita.
Thanks.
But Brita is Irish. I mean, have you heard her name? Her name's fucking Brita.
I like to think I'm assertive and persuasive now.
Of which you are.
Yep.
Thank you.
And there's that was my first reaction when I heard this was I got called bossy. My mom would constantly say, "Don't be so bossy," because I was, come on, you guys listen to the show, you can extrapolate.
Yeah.
I'm a very assertive person and I have very, very strong views and I want people to hear my goddamn strong views. And if I can change some minds, I'm going to change some minds. And so if someone was willing to have their mind changed, then goddamn it, that mind would change.
You know, I've noticed weird that highly intelligent people get it a lot as kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And not only do they get called bossy as kids, but they are bossy as kids. And I think it's like due to like kind of a frustration with the world and frustration with your peers that they're not, you know, doing what you want them to do. And, you know, and I think it comes across, you know, in sort of a negative manner to people who don't understand what's going on.
Well, I mean, I see bossy as essentially someone who's very assertive, very smart, very strong, but lacks empathy.
Right.
You're bossy when you're telling somebody else what to do when it's not the best case to do so, or when it's hurting someone's feelings or the detriment of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when instead, you know, nowadays I will say to someone, "No, you shouldn't do that." And then ever so often I will say, "No, really, you should never fucking do that," because I see them making a huge, huge mistake. But also at the same time, at the meantime, I'll go, "No, I really don't think you should do that." And then they go and double down on it. And I say, "Okay." And I'll sit back and watch them fuck up and then go, "Okay, you're going to listen to me now?" sort of situation, because I am no longer bossy. I understand that I am not the boss of other people. I don't want to be the boss of other people. I am not that personality type, and I have no, you know, I don't give a shit what you do. But at the same time, you know, if asked my advice, I will absolutely, you know, render my suggestions, you know, sort of situation. And really, bossy is kind of you have a gift, you just need to harness it.
I agree.
And I've got to say, I look forward, and I hope that at some point I will scold my daughter for being bossy, because that is a very, very good start. And just hope, and just my only hope is that I will stop scolding her for being bossy and just seeing her be just regular old assertive and headstrong.
It's just
being assertive and headstrong with a lack of empathy, lack of knowing when to pick and choose your battles, and when to know that, you know, you're really asserting a good thing, or yeah, you're just coming across as an asshole. And that's something we all need to learn. Every young child is a fucking asshole.
And some of us never outgrow it.
And yeah, we call those Democrats.
Yeah. They're bossy. They try to ban things, and
the whole banning bossy is fucking bossy. Who the hell are you to tell me what
insurance to buy? They're bossy. Tell us they keep telling me what light bulbs I need to buy.
Oh, the Republicans are just as bossy.
Well, yeah, they are, but in a different way.
But it's just any of these people that say you can live your life however you want to live your life, so long as it's the way I live my life. That's pretty goddamn bossy.
I agree.
And again, to go and say, let's ban bossy, that's just downright ironic.
So if we can't call these, apparently the problem is that girls are being called bossy.
Yeah.
So if we can't call them bossy, what are we supposed to call them?
Cunts.
Because the alternatives are all pretty much worse.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna get rid of, you know. I mean, here's the thing: human behavior is not going to change.
No.
So you can pass a law or whatever, or pass a meme, or you know, whatever you want to do, and ban the use of bossy. But that just means other words are going to get used.
Oh yeah, when you get down to the whole word play of what's allowed, I mean, you know, because of course, yeah, we've got the whole retarded, retard, you know, whatever variation thereof you want to use, and people said that's not okay. Well, now they said, well, you could call these people special. Well, now guess what? You call dumb people special.
That's right.
You're one of them special kids, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I mean, it just gets moved around. It's just moving the goalposts, and that's exactly the thing. Is I can't call someone bossy. That's why I dropped the ultimate taboo C word.
Yeah.
Is the you're ordering your friends around a little weirder. You're being kind of cunty. Stop doing that.
Don't say that to your child.
Yes, we are taking,
not allowed.
We're taking callers if they call in.
Radio show.
So what we want you to do is call in and tell us what word you want to ban. Obviously, bossy is taken, but if you've got another word that you hate and you wish people would stop using.
We're not going to get this from our libertarian listeners.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, come on. It's just in fun and in theory.
Because we're a bunch of bossy assholes. 214-530-0036. And I'm still waiting on Amanda to call in. So, you know.
Well, I will say I am working damn hard to ban the term gun death.
Yeah. I'd like to see that one die.
Yeah, that's.
I'm working.
I'd like to see that one die a gun death.
You know what? The whole we can't call little girls bossy anymore kind of ties into one of my words that I'd like to ban. Or actually, like, concepts I'd like to ban. I don't know.
Is it cunty?
No. Well, no. But
I just want to see how many times I could say it.
You always throw me off. But I had a train of thought. You're not supposed to call little girls bossy because it's a form of bullying. I would like to get rid of this bullying bullshit.
Yes.
Everybody is getting bullied about fucking everything.
Well, and it's
stupid. Makes it crazy.
Everybody on Earth, if you don't believe this, you're a fucking liar. Everybody on Earth was bullied and was a bully. I was a friggin' band geek. Of course I was pushed around and bullied by other people.
Yeah.
And I was an asthmatic band geek. Come on. Talk about a waste who didn't like sports. Talk about getting bullied. I got bullied. I got pushed around. I got made fun of. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there was other people that I absolutely, when I saw a soft underbelly, I went for it because I was a young kid and young kids are fucking monsters. And that's the end of the story. They're just, they're all monsters because they don't have the empathy. As I talked about before, they don't have the empathy. And so they just simply, you know, they're insecure. They're unsure of themselves. They don't know, you know, they don't know how powerful or how not powerful. They don't know their social standing. And so they see someone, you know, if they're seen weaker to somebody else, they're attacked. And if they see someone weaker than them, they attack. And it's just the natural way of things.
Right. But I'm not talking about children here. I'm talking about grown adults who whine on the internet about how they're being bullied over one thing or another.
Yep.
You're an adult. Yep. People will treat you as, I firmly believe this, people will treat you as badly as you let them. And if you don't let if you feel like you're being bullied, if you feel bullied, it's your fault. Grow a pair, okay? And that's get right. on with your life. I mean, I just don't even understand it. I was like, you know, of course I was bullied in school. And, you know, I don't get bullied now, but I deal with things where, you know, I'll go out in public in shorts, and because of my leg, I get stared at, or I have complete strangers asking me questions. And it's that's not bullying, but I don't put up with it. I don't tolerate it because I do not accept being treated that way. And for every adult that gets on the internet and cries about being bullied, please look at yourself and how you are reacting to how complete strangers are treating you. That's the problem there.
Well, the people that talk about being bullied and being grown adults, they don't look at themselves. Well, introspection is not something that they they would not like it because they're little, small, insecure people.
Right.
That's as good as that trigger warning bullshit.
Yeah, and the trigger warning thing. It's people who have learned somehow that being a victim in one way or another gets them special treatment. Oh, I'm getting bullied. Oh, my trigger warnings. You know what? Grow up. Get therapy if you need it.
Trigger warning.
It's like people who have had, that's another thing, the trigger warning thing. Now trigger warnings can apply to anything. Anything anyone has ever perceived as trauma in their entire lives, you can't talk about certain things because it'll trigger bad memories or make them feel bad or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Get therapy if you need it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm serious. I want a t-shirt that says trigger warning on the front in giant letters.
You
or just turn it into a sexual fetish.
A walking trigger warning.
That could go all sorts of ways with the gun community.
Yeah.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Trigger warning. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Be.
When is the Squirrel Report going to get a Zazzle shop?
I don't know. I need to
We have to sell t-shirts.
I need to talk to Gudis and get him to set that up because he did the logo.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I was definitely thinking that the next time we're all at the NRA show, we definitely all need to be wearing Squirrel Report t-shirts.
Like, or something.
Definitely have the whole network entity. Because blogging is dead, but podcasts is the new hot thing.
Yes, blogging is dead. Actually, we'll talk about that in a minute. I wanted to say my word that I've hated for decades. Impact.
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 Use it in a sentence, Alan.
Because people use impact because they're too stupid to know the difference between effect and effect.
Yeah, They probably
and
are.
So they just say right. impact, so they don't have to worry about it.
Oh. Huh.
Are they impacted?
Yes. In the brain. Anyway, that's mine. Call in and tell us yours. 214-530-0036.
Fucking lazy. Call in. We haven't had a single call all show.
Lazy slackers.
I know.
I'm sorry. The show sucks without you.
What?
It does. It really does.
It's because I'm assertive and persuasive.
It's bossy.
Everybody, call in now. The number is 214-530-0036.
So everybody, anyway, Brita has boobs.
About that.
I do.
Yeah.
She's only got one leg, but she's cut two of them. That was awesome.
Oh, Lord. I do have two.
So does everyone else.
I'm completely symmetrical from the knees up.
that needs to go on the t-shirt. Score report, we're perfectly symmetrical from the knees up. Oh, goodness gracious, we have too much fun.
So anyway, about that whole blogging is dead thing.
Yeah.
I thought
except for Weird's blog, because that is...
Well, that's because Weird doesn't do Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Weird's blog's not doing too great because I'm too busy baby wrangling to update.
But
priorities.
Guess what huge blogger, and by huge blogger, I mean like one of the first huge bloggers.
Yeah.
Joined Facebook.
She did. Rachel Lucas.
Yep. Is she back from England?
Yes.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
she's been back for some months now.
Okay, yes. I followed her blog regularly for a while, and then when she moved off to England, I kind of lost interest. And
she joined Facebook not as Rachel Lucas, but as RachelLucas.com. And Alan, what does she write as her little tagline on Facebook?
Blah 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 blah. I'm actually looking for it right now.
Oh, way to do your own work.
Yeah, I know. Ah, here it is. She says, because it's easier to post to Facebook than my actual blog.
That's true.
I'll put the
not for me, because I have an actual blog, but I don't have a Facebook account. That takes work.
I thought it was funny because it's kind of the truth. Not only is it easier to post on Facebook, but it's easier to make comments.
Respond.
Because I swear to God, I have almost completely stopped making comments on people's blogs because it's so damn difficult these days with all the CAPTCHA and Google login and all the crap, all the hoops you have to jump through, and then it doesn't work and you got to try it again. And half the time I just say screw it, don't even bother, because you know it's such a pain in the ass. To make comments.
I can't read those little blogger things with the little screwed up letters. I can't read those most of the time. I'm like, what the hell letter is that? I don't even know.
I sometimes I try two or three times and can't get it. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? So, but anyway, you all get a Facebook, you make comments, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's easier. And, you know, I'm not saying Facebook's the greatest thing in the world because, you know, we all hate it, but it's the least sucky thing at the moment, I guess.
Kind of like Skype.
Yeah, kind of like Skype.
It's free and the least sucky.
Yeah.
Ben, so, those are our standards, I think.
So anyway, blogging dead. Long live the blog.
Oh. I don't think it's dead. I think it's changing. It's always been interesting, like, you know, the trends that go on online.
You know, when we say blogging's dead, obviously we don't mean nobody blogs anymore, because blogs are, it's like, you know, it's like MySpace. It'll be around forever. It's just, you know, relegated to the backwaters of the internet. The social focus, you know, from just after 9/11 to about 2010 or 11, I think, blogging was like the social center of the internet.
Right.
You know, there was this whole social blogging thing, right? And that has almost completely died off. And the Facebook and to some extent Google Plus, but that's really only a nerd. I mean, only the like programmers and shit hang out on Google Plus. It's really the social center of the internet is now Facebook, like it or not. That's just the way it is.
Right.
But what about podcasts?
Yeah, podcasts. Nobody listens to podcasts.
I don't.
I listen to podcasts all day long.
You know, podcasts are a different thing because they're not really that interactive. You know, it's like they would be
if people would call in.
Yeah, well.
Ours is not.
But
technically speaking, right now, we are internet radio.
Yes.
If you are listening to us and you cannot call in that number, 214-530-0036, you're listening to a podcast.
Right.
If you downloaded this, it's a podcast.
We also
stream 24/7. To us live over the stream, it is internet radio.
That's correct. It's internet radio for an hour, and then the rest of the week, it's just a repeating stream.
Of podcasts.
But I
will say that we are a forerunner because I think internet radio will be the next best thing.
Oh, it is. It is. In fact, there are some of, you know, I've not hidden the fact that I copy the good podcasts or I copy what they do or try to copy what they do. And, you know, we have the streaming and we have the chat. And a lot of the podcasts I really like do that too. So, you know, I like the interaction, although I wish people would call in. Oh, look, somebody's calling in.
Amazing. Hooray!
I guess I guilted them enough.
All is not lost. It says cell phone Texas.
Okay.
Area code 281, cell phone Texas. Hello.
Hi.
It's my friend Amanda.
It is Amanda.
If I get indigestion, it's y'all's fault because I ate really fast.
Oh, see, you shouldn't have eaten.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then just called. Well, did you eat
chili? Did you eat chili with beans?
Skip a meal. Yes. So when I tuned in, y'all were making fun of my voting precinct.
Yes. Yes, we were, because Sheila Jackson Lee seems to think the Constitution's 400 years old.
Bless her heart.
But then,
well, you know, she's a freed slave, so it's it might just seem like 400 years.
It might for her.
Maybe she's undead.
She might be.
Oh, or a time lord.
Oh no.
That's like the worst ever. The triple crown weave is a TARDIS.
Oh my God. Weird. Do you watch Doctor Who too?
I do not.
Oh
man. What's wrong with you?
I watched the first episode of the new series and said, nope.
Oh, I did that too.
And then everybody tells me all these great disclaimers, but you know what? I also just watched the latest season of Archer that just came on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And that was enjoyable from every single episode. I laughed my ass off and worried I was going to wake up my sleeping baby.
Wait till you see Archer Vice.
Jeez.
This season, it's hilarious. So anyway, Amanda. You recently had aren't you some kind of like big wig Republican now?
Well, you know, as much as you can be in the Heights. I am a delegate from my voting precinct in Harris County. And because there's five of us, I will probably get to go to state, which was the whole reason I signed up. Shut up.
Say that again. How many Republicans were in your district?
Five people that showed up at our district. However, I just noticed that the person that won district share wasn't even there. So I'm thinking of contesting that. So that would be six.
The problem is that that district is so incredibly overwhelmingly Democrat. It's kind of like, what's the point?
I don't know. You're either really, really poor and living off of the government, or you're really, really rich and
living
have the rainbows and unicorns thing.
You know, there's a lot of...
No, they're Henrys. High income, not rich yet.
Yeah. Well, there's also the, you know, all the government employees and all the, you know, it's trendy to live in the Heights and the downtown, and they have all those condo buildings. And
I know my rent's going to go through the roof eventually, and I'm going to have to move.
Yep.
Which doesn't sound like a bad thing if Sheila Jackson Lee's your representative.
Yeah, but you know, she really doesn't do anything. That's just it. She makes an ass out of herself, and she's in charge of Metro, but neither one of those things affect me. She's completely ineffective on the state level.
Woot.
Yep, and that's why I was very, very happy to see Mitt Romney not become president, because
he would have been effective.
As awful as Barack Obama is, he doesn't really do a whole lot. And Mitt Romney would do a whole lot. And trust me, you would not like it.
I think she's just kind of news fodder. Entertaining news fodder.
Oh, God, she is. God,
you know, they trot her out and they let her talk, and she's funny and, you know, says ridiculous things. And people say, but she's from Texas. How can this be? You know, one of those.
Ugh.
Since you guys are a podcast, you can be, quote, media and ask to be on her press releases just to get them every day.
Oh, dear.
Hilarious.
Why on earth would I want to do that?
You could just publish them every day, you know, how she has an opinion on everything, and she puts it out on a press release every single day.
Oh,
and
awesome.
The spelling is bad, and the punctuation, and it doesn't make sense, and you've got two Vietnams, North and South, East and West. I mean, it's
she's like that guy who thought Guam was going to tip over.
Oh, that was, what's his name, Johnson?
Hank Johnson?
Hank Johnson, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of them special kids,
too. Yeah, y'all should register as a media outlet just to get her press releases.
Only the best and brightest.
Yeah.
Man, that really says a lot about the district.
Shut up!
Yeah, no, Amanda, you should run.
Run away.
And just point out the fact that you can spell and you can tie your shoes.
Oh, in that district, that'd be a huge negative.
You have an alarming knowledge. You have an alarmingly astute knowledge of shapes and colors.
That would they call that putting on airs, and they would detest her for that.
You should run as a libertarian.
I have so many skeletons, Milo can't run for office.
Oh no! Libertarian's even worse.
But just think, you can identify a rhombus.
I can.
Sheila Jackson Lee can't.
Oh man! Hey, thanks for calling, Amanda. We actually have another caller now.
Yeah. Oh, I have a word to ban.
Okay.
I think we should ban the word racist. Because it would completely throw off the left game if they couldn't use it.
Yeah. Well, they'd come up with some other...
But, I mean, what would they come up with? You dress funny? You're too smart?
I don't know.
I do dress funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So, that's the word that I ban.
Thanks for calling.
They do kind of use it for everything.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get off of here so someone else can call in.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Good night, Amanda.
Bye.
Wow, two callers at the last minute.
Of course.
This is area code 352. Hello.
Hello, it's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis.
Radis just posted on his blog a T-shirt. It's awesome.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I'll make a better one if you really want it on a T-shirt.
You should put that on like the Razzle store.
Zazzle,
whatever. Razzle, Zazzle.
Okay.
I'm surprised you don't have one.
Okay.
With all the posters you make.
Well, I don't actually own any of the pictures.
Well, you own this one.
You know, well... As I said, I'll make if I was actually going to charge money for it, because you know I just grabbed a picture for Beretta off here.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that a Beretta 92?
Yes.
You might be a gun geek if
you can recognize it by the trigger.
Wow.
I just thought, okay, what's the most iconic one I can think of that is really good? So yeah, that one popped in my head. That or a Glock might be the other one, but this one looks nicer.
It's an obvious trigger, and the Glock trigger looks kind of crappy anyway. So
yeah, the Glock trigger looks kind of crappy. This one looks nice and refined.
And the 1911 trigger is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one really knows that unless you actually know what a 1911 is, and then they wouldn't get the other part. You know, they wouldn't get they wouldn't know what a trigger warning is.
Yep.
Plus, the question is, do you go with a solid trigger or a three-hole trigger or a skeletonized trigger?
Always the three-holer.
I like the three holes as well.
Okay.
That way you can grip it like a six-pack. All right, enough of that shit. What were you going to say, Radis? Please add something constructive to this. Please save me from myself.
But no. Like Brita, you've derailed my train of thought. I don't know where it went, but it went somewhere.
See? Thank you. I'm not the only one.
That's why I'm on the score report.
Yes, that is the reason why you're on the score report. Or it's the... let's see. For daylight saving times, I heard... someone told me once that time was a flat circle. Okay, there. I did the latest reference to the TV show reference, right? Anyone there?
Wait, what?
Did anyone get that TV reference?
No. What?
True Detective reference?
No.
No.
Time is a flat circle?
Oh, that with a beer can. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Too obscure. Okay.
I watched it and it's already gone out of my head.
Okay. And word to ban would be progressive.
Oh.
Oh.
Because they're not.
Because they're not. Yes, they're not. They're if they actually used the word correctly, yeah, it'd be something else.
Excellent. Well,
I'll point out when I'm writing about them, I usually throw the scare quotes around it, which I think adds a large amount of gravity to it.
Well, because it isn't, that's the current label.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
Let's use a word that doesn't mean what we think it means.
But they are experts at twisting words into something they're not. They're like the Red Queen that's like, it means what I think it means.
It means exactly what I think, what I say it means. And,
right.
At the moment I say it.
Right. But, it's like, what's his name? Clapper sitting up there in the Senate going, yes, we don't collect any, we don't record calls or collect anything. And what they don't tell you is that they changed the definition.
It's not collecting. It's just we have an archive.
Yeah, and they don't consider it collected until a human actually listens to it. So it can be sitting there forever.
It's just there.
Right.
It's not a collection.
Yeah. They lie. Ooh. Your fan vent cut off weird.
No, I hit mute.
Oh. that's a good one. Wow. Progressive.
Yeah, progressive. That was good. No, I can't think of the other one I was going to say, but...
Well, that was a good one. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, bye. And we're about out of time. If you didn't call, you're too late.
Last call. By the way, I think it was Humpty Dumpty, not the Red Queen.
Was it Humpty Dumpty? Okay.
I think so. I don't know. I neither read that book nor did Disney make a movie of it.
It was one of those, and it's been so long I don't remember it. It was from that story.
I want to remind everyone about our book club.
Yes. I was going to mention that.
We are reading Don't Vote. It only encourages the bastards. Or something.
I'm enjoying the shit out of it, I must say.
I have it on my kitchen table. I haven't started it yet. By P.J. O'Rourke. Are you enjoying it? Is it funny?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's definitely laugh out loud funny.
Oh, good. I love
on
that.
On several occasions.
Laugh out loud nonfiction.
Do you want to do the book report episode the 27th of March or the 3rd of April?
We just need to get PJ O'Rourke on.
Yeah.
I'm going to email him.
Especially since I am reading it when my baby is sleeping and or I should be sleeping. So therefore I'm not like taking notes or anything like that. So,
well, let's shoot for doing it on the 27th. Cause didn't we do the last episode in February was the last book, wasn't it? I don't remember.
Wait, are you trying to say there's rules here?
No, there's no rules.
You don't need to make rules.
Well, Alan needs to read the book.
Yes.
Alan hasn't started the book.
I haven't.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We will announce it.
It'll be either the 27th of March or the 3rd of April. One of those.
Okay.
Two. So cool. You have time.
Yeah.
I have time.
I guess somebody ordered the book. Actually, our friend Bob ordered the book, and it took a while getting to him. You know, apparently Amazon doesn't just have copies of it laying around or anything. So
Amazon, I don't think actually has much of anything. I think they're just a go-to. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think we covered all our topics. Yes,
we did.
Whoa. Awesome.
Good job, everybody.
That's a first.
I'm going to go collapse now.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you're listening live, thank you. If you called in, thank you. If you didn't call in, fuck you.
fuck you in the neck.
And by the way, yes, we are
misanthropes.
Misanthropes. And if you think calling me a misanthrope is going to hurt my feelings, you obviously have not been listening to any of the podcasts I've done for the last, 4 years, 5 years?
Right.
Alan, don't be so bossy.
Yeah. Scolding Alan never really works.
No.
No.
And by bossy, I mean like a cow.
Yes, that's right.
Moo.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.